I'm Noelle, the founder of Jack's Therapy Network. We aim to help you find mental health care in our community. When you first determine you need mental health care, ask yourself what it is you're looking for. Is it counseling or therapy? Medication? Testing? Or perhaps a treatment facility? I'm also going to talk about how we pay for these services, but that will be after I answer this question. If you need medication, you'll need to seek services from a psychiatrist, which is a medical doctor, or a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Some people also get medication, such as antidepressants, from their primary care doctor, but many people want to see a specialist. A psychiatric nurse practitioner has the letters ARNP after their name. A psychiatrist will have the initials MD or DO after theirs. If you're seeking counseling or therapy, you'll be looking for a licensed psychologist, licensed mental health counselor, licensed marriage and family therapist, or a licensed clinical social worker. There are also providers called registered interns. They have the education they need to do counseling, just not the hours, so they work under the supervision of a licensed therapist. Which one of these you pick can be a personal preference. Some individual providers have a specialty: depression, anxiety, trauma, sex, family therapy, working with kids or older adults, autism. You can usually find this by searching by what you'd like to address in counseling. That's how you do it on our site. On providers' own websites, they'll usually list what they specialize in. If you're told that you need to have testing or an assessment done, you typically need to see a licensed psychologist. Psychologists have subgroups as well. There are ones who do IQ testing, general psychological assessments, neurological assessments, autism evaluations. There are other types of providers besides psychologists that do assessments, but you'll want to find out what their credentials are first and verify that they're trained to do the evaluation that you need. If you're looking for a treatment facility, there are many to choose from. There is inpatient or residential care. That's where you stay overnight for days, sometimes weeks. There's partial hospitalization, often called PHP, or intensive outpatient, often called IOP. Usually the best place to start is to determine what you have going on that warrants a higher level of care and search for places that provide that. Then find a place that takes your insurance. Which brings us to the financial piece of all of this. Mental health care is often paid through medical insurance, but not all of the time. It depends on whether you have coverage at all, a plan that covers mental health, sometimes be called behavioral health, and whether the provider you're looking at takes your insurance. If a provider says they are in-network for your insurance plan, this means they can bill your insurance directly for your treatment. You may still need to pay a copay, coinsurance, or a portion of your deductible to the provider, but the provider communicates all of this directly to the insurance company. If a provider is out of network, that means they don't have any contract with the insurance company, and you will be responsible for any reimbursement that happens. So you pay the fee directly to the provider. This is often called self-pay. You can request a receipt from the provider, we call that a super bill, and submit it to your insurance company to show them you spent money on your health care. Depending on your plan, you may get some money back or money towards your deductible. In all cases, knowing your insurance benefits is your responsibility, so please check this information out for yourself first. Usually the best way to do this is to call the 1-800 number on the back of your insurance card. If you do not have insurance, you don't want to use it, or are seeking a service that insurance doesn't cover, ask what a provider's self-pay rate is. Most providers take cash, checks, or credit cards. If their rate is more than you can afford, you can always ask if the provider has something called a sliding scale or discounted rate. They may or may not, but it doesn't hurt to ask. In circumstances where they do, they often base the rate they charge on your income, so be prepared to discuss those details to get a reduced rate. Congratulations on taking the first step in getting the mental health care that you need. It's not always an easy decision, but it may be the right one.